So it's been a long day and I've been working. This is Joanna Mara. Welcome to Da Illuminati. If you need to reach me, Da Illuminati 024 or Joanna's Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. I was not gonna do a podcast episode where it's being triggered by celebrity gossip, and I've had a long day and I'm like, I'm gonna watch YouTube. I'm just gonna watch videos, watch some entertainment stuff. And everywhere I turn, they have Diddy, did this, he did that, he did this, he did that, he got tapes. Like, I'm telling you, I don't believe anything until I see a tape. You're not even real if I don't see a tape. And I'm trying to find the tapes, and I hate that because they're saying, like, the feds leak the tapes, but they're not on the internet, and I don't feel like getting the Onion and finding any of that on the dark web. I just do not have time for that. And they keep saying they're out there. It's like, that's the real entertainment, right? No, I don't watch porn like that. But all these people act like they're on a high horse and they act like they can judge everybody. And so that's what's like the attractive feature to me, because they act like they can judge everybody. And you know, guys, they just keep coming for me. And they act like they're so perfect and they act like they're over everybody. And so it's like, okay, you have a sex tape. Why don't you promote that? Why don't you say, I got a sex tape here, I did this, I did that. Why don't you promote that? Why don't you want people to know? It's just weird. It's just weird, like, having to deal with TV personalities and they want you to think a certain way, but they're thinking a different way. They're not even thinking like how they want you to think, and it's just weird. And so I was just scrolling and I seen Chris and Corey's rape coat, which could be totally nonsense. You know, it could be a conspiracy and people just wanting to make YouTube videos, because YouTube is just like going crazy on this and people are making money because these videos are getting hits from this situation with Diddy. But I seen that and I know it's true, and I immediately started to think, this is why I don't want these fuckers in my brain. This is why I don't want to deal with you people. I don't want to deal with you. Because y'all are sickos. You're sick. Joanna doesn't associate herself with rape cults. Joanna doesn't associate with gay freak-offs. Only because you making everybody be so stupid that people don't even think gay is sex. Like, I hear it so much. It's like, I don't even think gay is sex. Because, I mean, people don't get, like, probably like most black men are gay. And it's like, it's really just like, it's just weird. Like, everybody wanna be like giving interviews and they're weakened and they're twitching and making like funny odd moves, and it's like they don't talk about it. They don't speak about what is real information, what's really going down. And I just don't like that, because they're using my spirit to be in the media. They're using my spirit to go and do whatever it is you doing. You using my spirit. And I am not here for that. And what really pissed me off is because I know I'm not part of their nation. I know I'm not part of their clique. I know I'm not part of their culture. I know I'm not part of their underground. I know I'm not part of them. Because they don't give me any information. If somebody's having a freak off, I'm supposed to be the first one to know about it. I'm supposed to be the first one getting the tapes and the information. I don't know any of these people, you guys. I've met like probably 3 celebrities in my, like actually spoke to one. Like, hello, oh my God, I can't believe it. Can I get your autograph? Like, probably one. I went to a few concerts. Yeah, I don't, you guys, I'm in Minnesota. Like, we have events and stuff. We have like theaters and concerts and stuff. But I just didn't go to a lot. I went to CeeLo and Rihanna. And the boys. Look, that was like my first concert. I went to Silk. What was it? I almost thought H-Town was there. But yeah, I don't know these people. I'm just putting that out there. You have a freak off. Since you put in my name through everything, where's my tapes? Where are my tapes? Why aren't you letting me know who's going on? Why aren't you letting me know who's the market help? I don't know any of these people, you guys. But this is what I'm saying about how it's not going to work out for you. You pulling on my psychic and you pulling on my conscience to do your dirt. It's not going to work out for you. At all. Because I don't deal with that. You're not putting my spiritual energy of the universe into that. You running, like I said, rape cults. You running sex trafficking. Like, I've seen so much of it tonight. And like, they're making these videos in like bright colors too. Like, the headline is like in a bright color. The headline's in white. Then there's like these big bright pictures of the person's face like up close. It's like, oh my goodness. Like, I can't believe how many videos I've seen about this topic. And I didn't want to feel like I said, like, I'm talking about celebrity gossip and stuff like that. But it just is what it is. Like, I just need to release and get into my journal and just do a show, because it doesn't matter. I can talk about anything in the world that I want for however long, whenever I want to, and I can do that. And I'm the only person in the world that can do that. But the gay situation, like, everything is gay and it's just weird. It's just weird. Like, I was watching an interview with Tasha Smith or Scott or whatever, and this guy is telling her like he's gay. He's been gay since for like 30 years, like 40 years or something. I don't know how old that dude is. And she's like, oh my God. And she's just acting like it's so brand new. And it just irked me, because do you know how many gay people are in the world? What is so taboo about it? Like, what is so abnormal about it? It's just weird. It's just super weird. Like, there's still an agenda to pull the wool over everybody's eyes. Oh, Diddy gay footage, Diddy gay footage, Diddy gay footage. It's like, so what? He's gay. You know, but it's like they're trying to put it like shocker, shocker, shocker. And they wanted me over the Smeeds, the nation of the Smeeds. She'll never tell that I'm gay. Joanna Morrow over dating homosexual men, bi men, gay men, the Smeeds. And you're going to try to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about? You don't know what's going on in these people's briefcase. I've already told you about that. About how they have an agenda to, we're catching AIDS. We need somebody that can spiritually know how to deal with AIDS and help us out. And, oh, and another thing, I was thinking, like, you guys are like disease spreaders, man. Oh, my God. I was watching a tape, and it said he only requests fresh meat. And he was giving people herpes 30 years ago. You know how many people got that stuff now? He probably got 1 million people infected. And with all of the swings, you know, coming in there, it's like with his parties alone and what they're doing, they probably got 1 billion people infected. This is what I'm saying. I don't want you guys in my psychic. I don't live like that. I stayed in the house. Y'all out there doing whatever. And you living in my light of the Illuminati, my illumination, it's not working. Y'all don't pay your dues to live a free life in my illumination. You don't pay your dues for that. It's like a water bill. It's like an electricity bill. Energy assistance. Please. But no, I'm not down with any of this. I'm not down with the government leaking me in, saying that Joanna can help you with this. Joanna can help you with that. Joanna can help you with this. I am not into that. Because y'all aren't going to be running my spiritual signature, which is my name, my good name in heaven. You're not going to be running my name in heaven through the mud with what you're doing. And living off me and flashing your little watches. And doing what you need to do. It's not going to happen. Okay? Because I'm not benefiting from that lifestyle. I'm not benefiting from any of you guys. I haven't got one red dime from any of this. I'm not benefiting from nothing. And like I said, y'all just disease freaking spreaders, man. Billions of people, you infecting billions of people. I don't co-sign with that. That's not my jam. Rape cults, sex trafficking. What is going on with y'all? I mean, and you, and I'm just gonna say it to everybody because I can. You guys are doing a really bad job out there. Parents, mothers, fathers, all that. You're doing a bad job. Because these people are like sex trafficking, like that. I mean, they're doing that like more than drinking water. I mean, you guys, y'all generation, you did a horrible job because all of this is yap, 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 yapping. They're yap, 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 yapping. Yap, 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 yapping. And guess who got to be there and listen to this BS? Is it you? Is it your mama? Is it your daddy? Is it your uncle? Is it your auntie? No, it's me. Yep, 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 yep. Yep, 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 yep. You guys did a horrible job. You guys coming from the 50s, from the 40s, from the 60s, you did a horrible job. Because these goons is out here and that's all they are doing. And you had the whole freaking world blow up. You have the whole world blow up because you so poor and you so uncircumspect and you so unobservant. And it's like you don't even know what's going on. You just going from your 9 to 5 and think because you can stop at Starbucks, like that's the height of your enlightenment in life. And you don't even know these people's just out here running game. And guess what? It's falling back to me, that karma. Because they're all living through my psyche and I'm dealing with the karma. You're not. Why you just so careless? You're going to have somebody that is 29 years old have to help your disability ass run your mind because you did a bad job as a human being. I mean, what is wrong with you? Why would you have a rape coat and all of them are rich? All of them is living in luxury. You turn on Instagram, they smiling in your face. You just liking it. And they done killed and diseased generational curses. And those are the people that's on top, because that's what I'm seeing. It's an unequal distribution of wealth. And it's just sickening because you just dragging ass out there. Like everybody's just walking around like dummies and you just dragging ass. And it's like you don't even know what's going on. You just act like you don't care about anything. Everybody just acts like they don't care about nothing. I shouldn't have to deal with that unequal distribution of wealth and all these assholes that act like they're enlightened. They're getting their enlightenment from me. This is why I'm worked up. This is why I'm speaking loud. This is why I'm talking in this manner, in this tone, in this way, because they're getting their enlightenment from me. And so you're actually making it the people that are not them. You're actually making it like they can keep doing this. You're making it like it's cool for you to do that. It's okay for you to act like you enlightened and you doing all this crime. And it's okay because Joanna got you. Joanna got your psychic. It's okay. It's okay for you to be rolling the bins with some tinted windows where nobody can see you. Doing your lines of coke. Drinking Louis XIII. Like I said, if it's still out there, if y'all can still afford it. While you dragging, you hauling ass. You can't even buy tampons. And you just think that's all cool. They just rolling around picking you one by one, just picking y'all off. And you just acting stupid. And you got all this falling back on me, a woman who's minding her own business at 29 years old. And now this whole world shit done fell back on me because I'm the smartest one. I shouldn't have to tell you this. I shouldn't have to tell a 50-year-old this. I shouldn't have to tell a 60-year-old this. With grandchildren. I shouldn't have to tell a 50-year-old this. Again, a 40-year-old. I shouldn't have to tell any of y'all that. I'm not sitting up doing nothing because y'all are just all stupid. And that's all that you present every single day is some stupidity. It's just irritating. I'm not sitting here working for you to work, for your mind to work, for you to go out there and feel your best energy and go fly around the world. And I'm just sitting here just dealing with it, just watching TV of you yap. And like I said, it's just a disappointment because, like I said, all these tapes are like gay. And you don't even understand, like, most black men are gay. You don't even get that. It's like, why? And then, like I said, I'm watching an interview. She's clutching her pearls. He did what with who? Do you know how many gay people are having sex right now? That's what I'm saying. It's just weird. I don't know why they're trying to, like, desensitize everybody to everything. It's just really, really weird. It's like they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes. And I don't even know why I'm making this tape, because why am I working for you? Why am I working for the little guy? Why am I working for the person that can't see this? If we're talking about elitism, if we're talking about classism, you're the one that's not getting it. You're the one that paid your little stupid money that you worked hard for, that you done went to the hospital and got sick and all types of things that I'm not wishing on nobody from working, and you done had them sit up here and roll a limousine in Italy in a fashion show, and they still yap. That's what I never seen. Let me make sure this is on. That's what I never seen in my life, and that's why it was me, because I'm not gonna sit and just watch you have fun. I'm not just gonna sit and be like, she's rich, I'm not rich, because I don't get that. I've always been a trendsetter. I've always been smart. And truth be told, these people tried to pull the wool over my eyes big time, guys. Big time. They tried to pull the wool over my eyes big time, guys. Where I didn't know who I was. Where I didn't know people were talking about me. It's called MK Ultra. Tomorrow, you know who, Ultra. And the government knew. Yeah, they knew that she was stealing information. They knew what's going on. But they're enslaved to system. Like, I was watching this about Columbia University. People are protesting because they're making anti-Semitic remarks and threatening Jewish people that are just there to learn. Because they feel the Jewish people don't let them compete, like they are a monopoly. And so this guy comes out like, I'm Jewish, you know, because Jewish people are supposed to make you think that they run everything, right? Yeah, they run. Jewish people run the corner store that sells the choco sticks that used to be penny candy, and now they're 25. Well, so let's see, it's 2025. They're $1.25 when they used to be penny candy. And so he got his ass up there. I don't know what he thought he was in. Confession. I don't know what that dude thought he was in. But he gonna be like, check this out, y'all. He gonna be like, Jewish people run the world and we're the Antichrist and we want to make everybody prostitute. Everybody, we made everybody a prostitute because we're the Antichrist. And he said, because I don't know if he was Jewish. It was a segment about anti-Semitism. And the only reason why I assumed he was Jewish is because he was representing the people. But of course, I don't know that. He could have been president of, you know, the university or some type of administrator. And he's just speaking on the calls. So I'm not sure if he was Jewish. But this is what he sounded off, y'all. I don't know if he looked in that camera and seen some Tweety birds in the bird cage or whatever, because I was watching that and that's what he said. And so it made me think about Epstein. And Epstein was wrapped up. I seen Epstein. We have tapes. Do you got tapes on Epstein? I'm not laughing at the crime in it. I'm laughing at it because it's so corny. It's so cheesy. And that's a Jewish guy. And apparently, he was dealing with minors, guys. Minors. And so it really made me think, why, with me having Rothschild blood, why isn't it just my family? Why isn't it the elder that everybody's living off their head, right? But it just goes to show that people... What he said, apparently there's a lot of Jews, because over there in Palestine, they're fighting, talking about if the royal seed comes from you, why are you letting her suffer? Why aren't you paying her? But then what the guy was talking about, I don't know what he's trying to do. If he's trying to get in a gay party, I don't know what he felt the need to do that for. But he's gonna be like, you know, you want to be a swinger, you want to get into some a 10-man orgy or whatever. That was just so odd and weird. Like, who would accept that? I just got on TV and said we are the Antichrist and we are the people who made. I mean, who's going to check that at the door? Oh, you the guy that said that? That's pretty cool. We like that energy. You know what I'm saying? It's like. And so it made me think, like, maybe these Jewish people did a lot of bad stuff. You know, and I just wasn't seeing it. Like, I know about Sumner because I seen a video about this guy who I believed that they just did so bad, and he was a mixed boy, and they just treated him bad and called him racial stuff and spit on him and just did unthinkable things. And I knew about like another guy in Hollywood who is Jewish, and Weinstein. They was just, this is what I'm not even gonna So long. But, you know, I have, and I still have, but after this guy said that, it hasn't even been a day. I was going to do a show tomorrow once I slept on that, you know, because that was just nuts. But, you know, I pretty much, me being Jewish, which is part of my race, you wouldn't be able to tell in the dark, I guess, which is a joke. But, like, I have a positive view of them, and I've always spoke about them positively and always gave them positive vibes. But just like there's dirty in every race, like there's dirty in Jewish race, it's just a probability. Like, there's nothing to explain about that. I mean, you got a billion Jewish people, you think one isn't gonna be like a pedophile, which is like the worst human being? And I don't like to use that example because that's going from an extreme of like normal stuff and then like very the most extreme you can get, which is disgusting. But it just is what it is. I mean, what world do you think that every single person in a race is perfect? And so the PTB, I like to call them. Some people's PTB might be different, but you know, I just feel in a sense like naive because I really can't make blanket statements. You know, in the position that I'm in with my Da Illuminati, because I don't want to put out like janky information. I do believe I'm a role model in some sense. I have children. That's a role model for me. But I don't want to just be like kumbaya, everything is all good, and there's circumstances around all of this. So I just had to reflect on that, like, you know, like I have so much faith in the group and, you know, I get good vibes back and stuff like that. But these people are trying to put on cloaks of invisibility, like we're good, but then we're actually your. This archdemon stuff has to stop, you guys. This is what happens when you don't acknowledge that you're living in somebody else's psychic, and you don't meet the person, you don't see them especially. And you don't talk to the person, you don't hear their voice, especially. This is what happens. You start forming multiple personalities. I was gonna say like dark spaces in the brain, dark triangles. You start forming those types of things in your brain. This is what happens. Because guess what? You may think you're my arch demon due to deception, which we've been talking about in the past month. Because you're deceiving me. You're deceiving others, obviously, because you don't even see me. And it's because you're in my thoughts, but I'm not thinking about what you're actually experiencing or doing. So you think that you're some type of, with the dark space, the dark triangle in your head, you think that you are like an arch demon. Which, if you think that you are, technically, you're of no value to me. Because that doesn't hold power in my world. A demon is not powerful in itself. I don't think you guys know that. I'm feeling a little twitch. Maybe I should take a break. Because I don't think you know that. You running around, you think you so powerful, and that's the most powerful illumination that you can feel, that you're an archdemon, and you don't even know you're a joke. You're somebody that I don't even think about. If I don't think about you, you don't have any power to be an archdemon. That comes from somebody that... It doesn't even come from somebody you know, which brings me to another topic. Opening yourself up to sex. And this is how I know that I'm getting older and that I'm maturing. It was just like I was telling you about people who will give you a $10 bag of weed, $10 bag of coke. And then it's like you hand your life over to them for life, because they try to seance, like they try to seance smeed your life is for, because we need a healer. We need one to be with who's a healer. And it's like you don't even know about it, you know, but they put in all of their spirit, because if it doesn't go through you, it's trapped inside of us and all this weirdness. But opening yourself up to sex, because I just have to say this as a ex-promiscuous person. I don't personally believe in that. I don't believe in soul ties. I don't believe in a spiritual connection with sex. No, I'm an Aries. I've already told you it's a spiritual connection. It's a spiritual connection in... For this is for me. This is, you know, you can put rose petals on the bed in the shape of a heart with four candles on each side of the bedside tables and the ottoman on the freaking bottom of the bed. Light some incense, candles, play prints. You can do whatever. You know, that's what you can do. As far as I'm saying, as a spiritual connection, I don't look at it as a spiritual connection where you have any control to do anything outside of what I agree to. Anything outside of what I agree to me, is not a spiritual connection. That is breaking a spiritual connection. Because spiritual connection is just, for me, sharing each other's energy. But like I said, I have to be the bad guy here and say, like, opening yourself up to that promiscuous stuff where people is running seance game in these seance streets, in these niggas think they're Mason streets, these Mason streets or whatever. Like, I'm just saying it because it's kind of like a recollection, like, maybe something could transpire through, like, a sexual connection, you know? Like, maybe, not saying that this is true, but, like, maybe there is more a person can get out of a sexual connection, like, unknowingly. But like I said, as far as it goes with me, spiritual connection is sharing each other's energy is not anything that I don't agree to. Because that's taking it into a cross at that point. That's a cross. That's a spiritual cross. And so, you know, I hate to discourage promiscuity because I believe in sexual energy. I believe in a lot of sexual energy. And I love men. I'm not going to go the route of we know who. I wish I could have sex with every girl. I'm not going to go there. It would be a guy for me. Guy for me. Just a thought. But I'm in sales. What is the golden ticket in sales? Sex sales. Sex sales. And I told you that I'm going to get back to myself. The real Joanna. There's no excuses. No excuses. Because as that sales and marketer, which I have a degree in, I know that I have to keep myself up. And I'm going to get back to that. Like, it's not my current profession that I'm trying to go into, but it still is a part of my personality. The art of selling myself. The art of selling one's self. And so these people took this sales and marketing degree that I was hanging with so deep that they're going to try to run bets on it. They're going to try to run seances on it. Thinking they're going to get something. But guess what? Guess what? Like I said, a spiritual connection for me is not any type of cross. It's not anything that I'm not aware of that I don't know. Because I'm an Aries. I'm an owl. My spirit creature is an owl. And if I don't know something, just like an owl turns his head all the way around 360, hear no evil, see no evil. I just noticed my battery is low. And so it doesn't work for me. It's not going to work for you because the energy is denied. Energy cut off. Energy cut, C-U-T-O-F-F, cut off. Cut off. The name of the show is Cut Off. The energy is cut off. When you try to send out that spiritual energy, say you take a wand and say, I'm sending out spiritual energy, it's going to be blocked. It's going to be a wooden, like three wooden planks put up in the air, and you're just going to be blocked. Because that's not my belief. I don't believe in it, and you cannot make anybody believe what you want them to believe. The strongest thing in this world is belief. It doesn't matter. Belief shapes the mind. Belief shapes what you do. Your words on the inside are thoughts being born. Your thoughts in your head are born through your words, through your actions. You want to talk about some kung fu and some Bruce Lee and some type of karate and type of stuff. We can even talk about that. All that connection to the mind and the spirit and all of that stuff is very real, guys. And I feel like a positive person. I feel pretty good tonight. I feel like a positive person. I feel like I'm doing something positive on the earth. But you're not going to make me feel like a nerd. That's something you're not going to do. You're not going to make me feel like I'm fighting for the little guys. But yeah, I think you get it. Like all this, like Diddy Gay, Diddy Gay, Diddy Gay. It's like, oh my God, do you know how gay he is? He's so... Guy walks into a bar. How gay is Diddy? Crowd, I don't know. How gay is he? Gay enough to sleep with 1,000 men. What is going on with you people? Why is this so secret? This is what I'm saying about you guys doing a bad job. For you to be so, for these people to be making stuff like he's only been gay once and he's only been with like one man is such a shocker. And like I said, I was watching that girl and she, oh my God. And she is gay herself and is set up by gays. And they're acting like this is his first time. It's super. I'm coming from a place of this is being put out through my psychic, guys. And I have some social media friends who are LGBT. And I respect them. So these people know that. They know that. And they're putting this stuff out through my eye, through my keyhole, through my keyhole, through my mind's eye keyhole. They're putting this stuff out. And it's just to shock. It's just to shock people. Because that's their real intent. They don't care about anything. They're trying to make money. If they can shock people, then they're making money. The real shocker is how he put on that straight attitude. That is the reason why he was a king. Because nobody that did as much stuff and seen as much and how he would turn just like that and people would get scared. People that done already did this stuff 10 times would get scared. Because they seen something in him that was bigger than them. What is a goon to a goblin? They seen something in his spirit that was bigger than them that they did not want to take down. And the only miracle to this is how he kept that straight face, meaning like trying to be a straight man. And how he made all of them tapes, because that's some bad boy-ish for your butt. Look, you want to be on his game. Where's your tapes? Where's your tapes? But yeah, don't put that stuff through my keyhole. Don't put that stuff through my mind's eyes. Like all of this gay stuff is a shocker, because it's everywhere. It's walking around you right now, and everybody's trying to. It's just weird, the counterculture of it all. You know, they want to say like we're all America and what is the term that, you know, I'm like the only person in the world that doesn't accept the mark of the beast. The term we're all in this together, which is just cringeworthy, because I'm not living my life and being poor. Are you all right? While you out letting your freak flag fly and wearing Daisy Dukes and looking like Jessica Simpson in the Confederate video, and you're gonna tell me I'm all connected while I'm sitting in the dust, sitting in the on a freaking desert highway, and you dancing around like Jessica Simpson and the Dukes of Hazzard, and you're gonna tell me we're all together? why are you the star and I'm sitting in the desert on dirt and my clothes are dirty and my shoes are dirty and there's dirt flying in my face and my makeup is old? How are we all in this together? But that's how y'all took y'all marker to be, you know, like I'm saying, you listen to all this and you so mind blown and it just blows you away. It literally blows you away. It literally blows you away. It's just amazing. No, all this doesn't impress me. I haven't been that impressed in life. You know, I really feel like I'm a really country lower middle class type of person. Because there's people that went all around the world, fashion show. I mean, these socialites, so-called socialites, they really, 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 really live, guys. That's what I'm saying. You going, you think because you got a Toyota and you got a little, you're a banker or something, you think you living. That's not living compared to, like, these people that shock y'all ass to death. It's like, that's what I'm saying, we're not all in this together. Because if I'm all in this together, we match. We match. You're matching me. If we all in this together, you are matching me. That's how it works. But no, I don't like it. I don't like seeing these videos. These gay, these gay, these gay, these gay, these gay, this guy gay, this guy gay. Because it's like, why is that shocking in 2024? Why is that shocking? It just doesn't make sense. And I'm not even going to get into the emotional part, like it's putting LGBT back, because they're letting this happen. They're not standing up for it. They're not being like, why is everybody putting stigma on this because he's gay? You know, where are they? It's like, come on. They're just letting people be shocked to a fact when you've been gay since you was 14 years old and been trying to join Project Runway and been a fashion designer, and you just letting people act like gay is something that's new, like people hasn't been living this since the days of Confucius. It's just annoying. So I'm trying to kill this spirit right now. That's why I keep coming back to it, because I don't feel it's dead. Wake up. AIDS is a real big reality. And where I'm from, my society, we don't get down with that. That's how people get something I would never say, that I can never say. You guys are just weirdos. You know, it's like you want to walk in the light of my illumination because you sold out. This is what I'm saying about you guys. This is what I'm saying about you guys. You get too mind blown. You got me even thinking, guys. This is what I'm saying about being a scientist and somebody trying to turn you into a mad scientist. I'm going to be real with this. I'm going to be very, 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 very real. Because ever since my husband died, I've had to deal with here to freaking 2,000 miles over the ocean, England. I've had to deal with the sexual issues. And it was Women's History Month. And they're still coming about the escort. They're still coming about the prostitute. They're still coming about just frivolous stuff. They're body shaming when I've been on medication that makes me fat. I'll let that resonate since you guys are perfect sinners. And it's just, hold on, because I just looked down and tapped in this tablet and my eyes got focused and I lost my train of thought. I was saying, you want to put me on medication for gang stalking and surveillance, which I was just talking to my therapist about today. And you gonna say more medication because, France, your uneducated ass think that gang stalking and surveillance is going to be able to cohesively stick. To medication. You are obviously not a physician or a scientist. Gang stalking and surveillance is not a cohesive substance to stick to medication. What you were trying, I guess, you freaking articulate. You were trying to articulate that you would like one to listen, to pay better attention, and to believe your nonsense. Could that be? Could it just be that you want somebody to tune in like you're the tune? You are the tune. You're on TV, you're the tune, and you just want somebody to tune in, and you taking it all to the reason of medication? It doesn't work like that. And that insult, don't think I will ever forget about that insult. And I'm sitting up here keeping on wait. You know how many side effects is in medication? Why you want to be stupid? Why you want to insult me? I just need you to tune in and be a zombie and just record with my mind. Just record everything you saying, and you're going to be popped out like a one of those vending machines with the Jeannie Omendow. You remember that movie about the boy who went to the circus and he went to one of those old creepy dolls in the vending machine and put in a quarter and it puts out like a fortune cookie, like one of them little papers that look like in a fortune cookie? That's what you think this is. And done tried to fill me with side effects. That's what you really are there for. If you want to be funny, take medication so we can fill you with side effects. How about that? And it's just ridiculous, the body shaming that I have to go through. And like I was back to my point of like all the issues that I've had to deal with sexually. And I said that to say, because I've been thinking like, is there anything better than just putting which from what the consensus is, that is the highest form of like filling, right? But you guys got stuff so twisted like a freaking fury going through my head. You got it so twisted, like, I'm like, these people are so crazy, and they're, because they're not showing me what is so pleasurable. Hear me out. Like, we know it's pleasurable. We know people get pleasure and impulses, and that's why they're doing it. If sex wasn't pleasurable, nobody would have sex. But hear me out. You're saying it, but you're not a model for its pleasure. You're saying it where it's dull. You said it in an unattractive way, in an unsexual way, even. And so I'm like, is there anything better than just the coming together of a man and a woman? Because y'all have deadened it. Y'all have really just deadened the whole issue to where you don't make it feel good anymore. And I'm not even having sex. I don't even have a man. And I just feel really bad for you guys, because like, you break your neck trying to get climb up the ladder and stuff like that, and then you find out the ladder is nothing but your arch enemy version of yourself. So my son is up right now, and I better hold on. You guys, it is 11:20, and he's asking for me to bake a pizza, guys. I mean, a mommy's job is never done. So I'm going to wrap it up, because I'm just sitting here and I got my thumb over this pause button. I just don't want to hit it. And then, like, you know what happened with my show that erased like two or three shows ago. So I'm going to end it here. I'm just making sure that I didn't forget like any of the main topics that I wanted to come in here for. But thanks for listening to The Illuminati. This has been Joanna, and I hope you have a good day.